Here's Walter Spires with today's Minute for Men.
The first thing that comes to mind when we hear the word adultery is sexual sin. But God used it in a way that should raise the hair on our skin and cause men to tremble except for one thing. Like the nation of Israel, too many have become numb to it. More than 30 times through his prophets, God used the phrase, "You are playing the harlot," toward his people, not the pagans. Jeremiah wrote, "I saw all the adulteries of faithless Israel and sent her away with a writ of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah did not fear, but she was a harlot also." And God allowed his people to be completely overrun because they were playing the harlot. And this adultery had nothing to do with sexual sin. Brothers, we need to find adultery and playing the harlot as the Bible does. Anything that comes between us and our relationship with God is spiritual adultery. Today, let the Holy Spirit call out and point out any idols in our lives with which we ourselves are playing the harlot.
For information about Desperate Men Ministry or Walter's book, All Men Are Desperate Whether They Admit It or Not, visit DesperateMen.org. That's DesperateMen.org.